Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 30 degrees today. Mbombela 31 and eMalahleni a high of 29.
So a couple of incidents. Firstly, there's about a 42-minute delay on the N1 South from the Brakfontein Interchange all the way crawling past New Road here. And then in Edenvale on the N3 northbound, that collision before Lingsfield Road. We are currently dealing with about a 50-minute delay from Rand Airport Road, and the N12 and R24 heading towards the Gluleys Interchange are just as delayed, with about a 20-25-minute delay on each of those routes.
In your sport, the pools were drawn for the World Rugby Sevens repechage, the crucial final qualification tournament for the Olympics. And Casper Ruud wins his first title of the year, beating Stefanos Tsitsipas to win the Barcelona Open.
We start with the massive power outage to the east of Tshwane. The city confirmed on social media late last night that teams expect to start switching back the electricity in phases from Wednesday evening.
Installation of panels is done. Pressure testing of transformers and transformer cables has been completed. Installation of control cables is ongoing.
Tshwane spokesperson Ndela Mashigu said over the weekend the last of the cables are now being tested. This is at the Mooikloof substation, where there was an explosion and a fire last Wednesday night. The Trinity International Bible University is in the spotlight, with government saying it is not a registered private institution and therefore has no authority to offer any qualifications. This follows social media posts over the weekend showing veteran actor Sello Mahake-Kanqube receiving a doctorate from the institution. But spokesperson for the ministry, Velimbele, says Minister of Higher Education Bladen Zamandi is deeply disturbed that the university continues to disregard regulations.
As the department, we have returned to Trinity International University before and have warned them about continuing to operate illegally and for them to regularize their operation.
With water also in the spotlight, President Cyril Ramaphosa has authorized the Special Investigative Unit to investigate allegations of serious maladministration and corruption at the Department of Water and Sanitation. Former President Jacob Zuma launched the War on Leaks Artisan Training Program back in 2015, which was then signed by Minister of Water and Sanitation, Nomvula Mokonyane. The project was aimed at reducing water losses through leaks and tackling unemployment through the training of about 15,000 young people. SIU spokesperson and Kaza Kanyaha says other projects they have been tasked with investigating include the Drop the Block project and the Almost Empty Outdoor campaign.
The SIU will also investigate any unauthorized, irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure incurred by the department or the state.
In international news, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has vowed that the country will increase military pressure on Palestinian militant group Hamas in a bid to secure the release of hostages held in Gaza. Netanyahu delivered a speech on TV last night on the eve of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Despite an international outcry, Netanyahu has repeatedly said that the army will launch a ground assault of Rafah, a southern Gaza city so far spared an Israeli invasion, where more than 1.5 million Palestinians have taken refuge.
In the coming days, we'll increase the military and political pressure on Hamas, because this is the only way to free our hostages and achieve our victory.
And in Britain, a sheep farmer says she's found the surprising solution for calming down the rams on her farm. She uses body spray. And what's more, it's the African variety of a body spray that she says works best. The farmer from the Norfolk area says the smell of the body spray masks the hormones that cause the rams to become aggressive with each other. This was discovered by a group of female farmers called Ladies Who Lamb. I'm Gerda de Susan and your Wifnies. Tshwane beplan om die Mooikloof substasie weer van woensdag aand af te begin aanskakel.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one this morning. Kids versus parents. To be fair, I'm so glad I don't have to vote, because I'm not the biggest Lewis Capaldi fan, and also definitely don't like the police's every breath you take. But it's up to you. You're going to have to go and vote. The kids took Friday with the Benson Boone, very special.